Hey everybody, welcome back to PCP. Today, a somber episode in the wake of the tragic death of Kobe Bean Bryant. I figured I wanted to dedicate some kind of podcast episode to Kobe. And for those of you that know, in another life, I played basketball all the way up through college, and it has been a huge part of my life. And obviously, Kobe was a huge idol to me growing up, along with countless other people. Millions of people across the globe, even those who didn't even play basketball, everyone knew who Kobe was. So I wanted to do a 3-segment episode dedicated to Kobe with my opening thoughts, which I wrote down the day that he died yesterday, as well as some career highlights from Kobe, and finally, Kobe's poem that won him an Oscar nomination and an Oscar award, called Dear Basketball. Kobe Bryant passed away today. I have to be honest, I don't think I've ever felt this way about a non-family member passing in my entire life. Every tweet confirming his death and the reality of the situation has been devastating. I'll never forget where I was when I heard, sitting in my apartment, when my brother comes out of his room wide-eyed and says, "Bro, Kobe died." Then the text started flooding in. Then the Twitter notifications. It all felt like a terrible, terrible dream. It's news I didn't expect to hear for at least 30 or 40 years. I mean, come on. It's Kobe. I instantly thought back to the 2004 NBA Finals versus the Detroit Pistons. My family is a Piston family through and through, with my dad growing up near the 8 Mile area of the Motor City. I remember everyone in my family was cheering for the Chauncey Billups-led Pistons while I quietly rooted for Kobe to pull off another miracle. Of course, Detroit would go on to win the title, but I never gave up faith in the Mamba during that year. Then I remembered being on the other side of the Kobe fandom in 2009 and 2010. The birth of the modern age super team in Boston was coming off their championship run in 08, and I wanted nothing more than the Celts to put Kobe away another time. Alas, number 24 wasn't ready to be denied his 4th and 5th ring the following year over both Boston and the Cinderella Orlando Magic team. I remember seeing the embodiment of Kobe, sinking 2 free throws just minutes after rupturing his Achilles tendon. Then his farewell 60-point game over the Utah Jazz, a storybook ending that even Kobe himself couldn't have written. But his career didn't stop there. He continued to pursue his passions with everything he had, ultimately materializing in the form of an Oscar award for his short film, Dear Basketball. He made the transformation from player to teacher, offering up his wisdom across the league and mentoring players like Kyrie Irving, Trae Young, Jason Tatum, and countless others. Arguably, his most important mission was to be an incredible father and coach to his daughter Gianna. From courtside shots of him breaking down the game with her to video of her beginning to truly embody her father's game, she undoubtedly would have gone on to become one of the greatest female players to ever play the game. To see someone so young, with so much potential, taken away is more pain than any parent should ever have to deal with. The outpouring of love I've seen across the world for Kobe has been inspiring. How could one man with a ball make an impact on so many lives in just 2 short decades? It goes to show that Kobe transcended basketball, becoming a household name, one that people religiously call out when throwing anything resembling a basketball into some kind of makeshift hoop. Kobe, the man, was a generational talent, one with grit, passion, and a relentless pursuit of greatness. His inspirational attitude applies not only to basketball, but to life as well. Just give it your all, every day. Never stop, never give up. It truly speaks to the line that tomorrow is never guaranteed. So pursue your passion. Tell the people you love how much they mean to you, because it may be the last chance you have. All right, let's go into some of Kobe's career highlights. Kobe Bryant. 6'6", 212 pounds, shooting guard, born August 23rd in 1978 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was selected at the 13th pick in the 1996 NBA draft by the Charlotte Hornets, where he was subsequently traded to the Los Angeles Lakers, where he would spend every single one of his 20-year career. He played in 1,346 NBA games. He won 2 Olympic gold medals for Team USA in 2008 and 2012. He scored 81 points versus Toronto on January 22nd, 2006. He was part of the three-peat championship Los Angeles Lakers team from 2000 to 2003, and he won back-to-back titles again in 2009 and 2010. He was an NBA MVP in 2008, although it could be argued that he deserved several more. He was an 18-time NBA All-Star, a 15-time All-NBA member, and a 12-time All-NBA defensive team member. He played in at least 50 games per season for 18 out of his 20 years in the NBA, those 2 years being 35 games and 6 games due to injuries. He averaged better than 25 points for 12 out of his 20 years in the league. He held the record for the most points scored as an opponent at the modern Madison Square Garden with 61 points on February 2nd, 2009. He holds the record for the most points scored in Christmas Day games, 395, as of December 25th, 2015. He holds the record for the most points scored in a final career game with 60 on April 13th, 2016. He's also a 5-time ESPY Award winner, the 2002 Outstanding Team Award for the Lakers, the 2006 Under Armour Undeniable Performance Award with Kobe Bryant's 81 points, the 2008 Best NBA Player Award, the 2009 Best Team Award, and the 2010 Best NBA Player Award. Those are just a few of the many accolades that Kobe accrued over his career. And I think it's fitting to round out this memorial episode with Kobe's poem and ultimate Oscar nomination when it was adapted for a short film, Dear Basketball. Dear Basketball. From the moment I started rolling out my dad's tube socks and shooting imaginary game-winning shots in the Great Western Forum, I knew one thing was real. I fell in love with you. A love so deep I gave you my all, from my mind and body to my spirit and soul. As a 6-year-old boy, deeply in love with you, I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. And so I ran. I ran up and down every court after every loose ball for you. You asked for my hustle and I gave you my heart because it came with so much more. I played through the sweat and hurt, not because challenge called me, but because you called me. I did everything for you, because that's what you do when someone makes you feel as alive as you've made me feel. You gave a 6-year-old boy his Laker dream, and I'll always love you for it. But I can't love you obsessively for much longer. This season is all I have left to give. My heart can take the pounding, my mind can handle the grind, but my body knows it's time to say goodbye. And that's okay. I'm ready to let you go. I want you to know now, so we can both savor every moment we have left together, the good and the bad. We have given each other all that we have. And we both know no matter what I do next, I'll always be that kid with the rolled up socks, garbage can in the corner, 5 seconds on the clock, ball in my hands, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you always, Kobe.